Welcome to the Gusto TV cooking stage. I am Tamula McNabb. I'm over to the far left of the stage in the little booth. I've been interviewing different exhibitors of the show, and with me I have Maria from Maria's Guilt-Free Bakery, who just told me her age. I won't repeat it. Shocked and amazed. I'm going to be gluten-free starting tomorrow. Now, you own a gluten-free bakery in the Vancouver market?
In Langley.
And tell me a bit about how you became gluten-free.
Well, I have my mom and my brother are both celiac, and we've been vegetarians for over 30 years. So we found that with a lot of gluten-free products, they contain a lot of egg, and there's very few vegan out there. So what I did was create it. I've been in the corporate world for over 30 years. I left and just created it and living my dream.
What kind of products do you prepare at your bakery?
We do bread, we do cookies, we custom bake cakes, birthday cakes. I do weddings, like little treats for weddings. So basically I customize a lot. I find I have a diabetic following that we do sugar-free, which we use xylitol. So I try to stay as organic and non-GMO as possible.
What are some of the big challenges in taking... And I've been a baker as well for a number of years, and I had a gluten-free bakery, and I know that it's to try to make a bread taste like bread or a pie taste like a pie is challenging. What's been some of your biggest challenges, and what kind of products are you using in your different products?
Biggest challenge is not to put on so much weight because you got to test everything. But I think... baking without egg is very, very difficult. So I found a technique that I share with everybody, and that is like a combination of chia and water, substitute for the egg. And it's just basically playing a lot with substituting for milk as well, and butter and egg.
What would you use in place of dairy products to create your work?
Coconut milk. Chia, there's a non-GMO shortening that's out that I use, very little of it, and organic honey.
Now, you had mentioned that you have a large low-carb or diabetic or glycemic index following. I personally find that, you know, the gluten-free market is substantially huge right now. There's a lot of players in the market, and a lot of stuff tastes really good, but not all gluten-free is healthy. It's easy to make a gluten-free product if you're using butter and you're using sugar. So what are you doing in your bakery to make your products healthy along with being gluten-free?
I cut out a lot of the starches, and I use quinoa flour, coconut flour, sorghum flour in everything. So that's the flour base. I've created my own flour base, and it's the same base that's used in everything.
What is sorghum flour?
Sorghum flour is a grain, and it was found in the East, and it was funny because the lower income people used to use it, but it's a higher protein grain, and now it's becoming popular with gluten-free because it's actually got no gluten in it at all, and of course the price is rising because of that, because of demand, but it is a great flour to use. It's more hardy, like a whole wheat kind of a flour.
You grew up in a celiac family, and for our listeners around the world who don't know what celiac is, it's an extreme gluten intolerance. Growing up in a home with two celiacs, what were some of the challenges that you saw your family face?
My brother, he went through a lot of arthritic type symptoms, joints aching. My mom was tired all the time, migraines. She sometimes still eats a little bit of gluten, and she sees the difference. She feels the difference. My brother, when he found out, he changed his diet. He immediately lost 30 pounds, just fell off him. And his joints, the biggest thing was for him, he was pain-free. So,
Maria, what is your website address, and where are your products sold?
Website address is mariesguiltfreebakery.ca. And right now, my product is sold in Living Cafe in Richmond, some Esquire's outlets, and Let Market very soon in your neighborhood, after Thanksgiving, and I'm working on. We're at a lot of different local farmers markets, so I'm finding a lot of people passing me, going, "Oh yes, we've seen you." So I'll probably be in stores soon, but I am enjoying the personal contact of local farmers markets and actually talking to people. So I'm not sure if I'm going to do that, but I'm enjoying this.
At the Gusto TV Food Stage, thank you, Maria, for your time.